In 1947, Admiral Richard E. Byrd allegedly flew an airplane into a lush, high-tech subterranean world right near the North Pole.
Which is just a wild way to start, right?
Oh, absolutely. But you fast forward to today, and institutional capital is just pouring billions of dollars into defense, AI, and critical infrastructure. They're bracing for what really looks like a prolonged global reset.
Yeah, and it really forces you to ask, are we looking at a fracturing geopolitical landscape or maybe the collapse of a carefully constructed centuries-old reality?
Exactly. And we're going to explore that with you today. We are looking at a stack of material that operates at both of these extremes. It's got the July 13th, 2026 edition of the Awakening the Sleeping Giant Strategic Report.
Right. Paired with this massive dossier of alternative intelligence briefings, yeah, esoteric historical claims, and some pretty intense financial updates.
Okay, let's unpack this.
So the best place to start is really the framework these sources are using to process all this chaos. If you look at the updated signals, patterns, and threads section of the Awakening of the Sleeping Giant report, you can see a distinct evolution in how they operate.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that shift.
Right. It isn't functioning as a traditional weekly news summary anymore. The authors have essentially transformed it into a strategic intelligence methodology.
Which means what exactly for the reader?
Well, it means they're focusing entirely on identifying deep interconnected patterns rather than just, you know, reacting to isolated headlines, helping the reader recognize convergence and long-term adaptation.
Right. They keep referring to managing the system state. But I want to make sure I really understand how that works in practice.
Sure. Go ahead.
So if you think about a computer running a massive, really heavy software program, it doesn't just crash the second it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
Right? It reallocates RAM. It throttles down non-essential background processes.
It adapts dynamically to handle the load.
Exactly. So is that what the report means when it talks about governments shifting from panic mode to treating resilience as a competitive advantage?
That is actually a highly accurate way to visualize it. The report's core thesis is that governments and major institutions are no longer planning for a rapid return to normal.
Because normal is gone.
Right. They have accepted that we are in a period of prolonged simultaneous pressures. Like, if a server is under a DDoS attack, it doesn't try to fix the internet, you know, it just routes traffic to stay online.
Wow, yeah.
The text points to the collapse of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire and the resulting destabilization of the Strait of Hormuz. And then at the same time, we have NATO aggressively accelerating its military modernization.
And a total race to secure AI infrastructure.
Exactly.
And you can see the institutional capital is following that trend. The text notes a massive rotation of money away from speculative growth and directly into security, energy, and defense sectors.
It's bracing for impact.
Right. That money is definitely bracing for impact.
Yeah.
What's fascinating here is how the source emphasizes that stability now requires continuous adaptation. The margin for error is, well, it's effectively zero.
Which is terrifying.
It really is. I want to highlight a specific quote from the intelligence summary because it anchors their entire strategic outlook. They wrote, "The challenge is no longer recovering from disruption. It is remaining operational while transformation unfolds."
Remaining operational while transformation unfolds. I mean, that implies the transformation isn't something you can just vote away or legislate out of existence.
No, it's an active, unavoidable mechanism.
And if you are looking at your grocery bill or your rent right now, you can absolutely feel the pressure of that mechanism. I mean, the structural transformations fracturing the global economy in these weekly updates are just staggering.
They really are.
The text points out that 111 million U.S. adults are essentially not working. That combines the roughly 7 million officially unemployed with the 104 million categorized as not in the labor force.
And you have to add to that a $1 trillion social safety net, plus a housing market that the report flags as historically unaffordable for Gen Z and millennials. I mean, the price-to-income ratio is hitting a staggering 3.5.
Wait, I have to stop you there, because the dossier presents two wildly different explanations for this strain.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, the standard macroeconomic analysis calls this financial repression. The logic is that inflation is being deliberately sustained to slowly melt away the $40 trillion U.S. national debt.
Combined with the rise of stablecoins buying up treasury bills just to keep the dollar afloat, right?
Right. It's painful, but it's a conventional economic cycle.
Mm.
But then you look at the GAR and 17th Disciple alternative updates,
yeah,
and they are claiming this is a covert, deliberately orchestrated financial war.
Yeah, the alternative dossiers push a totally different angle. They claim a quantum financial system, or QFS, is actively overriding the traditional banking networks.
See, you are totally losing me on the mechanics of that. The text claims this QFS is overriding the SWIFT banking network using an ISO 2022 blockchain.
Right, which sounds very technical.
Well, yeah, but SWIFT is just a messaging system that banks use to talk to each other. It doesn't actually hold money. So how is a decentralized blockchain supposed to execute a synchronized global override of a messaging system? Like, what are these sources actually claiming here?
So the argument relies on understanding what ISO 2022 actually is in the real world. It's an international standard for electronic data interchange between financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a much richer, more complex language for financial messaging. The alternative intelligence posits that this new standard is, a Trojan horse.
A Trojan horse.
How so? By forcing global banks to upgrade their infrastructure to process this specific data format, the physical groundwork is secretly laid.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The claim is that once every institution is on the ISO 2022 standard, an underlying blockchain network can instantly bypass central bank routing. It effectively flips a switch from the old fiat system to a new quantum ledger.
And according to the dossier, flipping that switch required a synchronized global sweep. The text details claims of 5,811 deep state operatives arrested across 97 countries.
Right.
Leading to the seizure of $293 million, which was allegedly used to inject the final override codes. I mean, it reads like a straight up techno thriller.
It really does. And, you know, we have to note that the political claims embedded in these financial updates operate at that exact same intensity.
Oh, yeah.
The text outlines allegations of Trump utilizing a double strike maneuver switching Air Force One planes at the last second to avoid an orchestrated sabotage attempt by domestic actors.
Right. And it doesn't stop there.
No. It also details claims of an Obama red file supposedly initiating military tribunals and even allegations that certain right wing influencers are being funded by Iranian black money to sabotage the America First movement from the inside.
Which honestly makes perfect sense, the editor's note in the GAR text about the Trump enigma.
Right, the perception management issue.
Exactly. The editors argued that the information environment is so saturated with algorithmic amplification and perception management that finding any verifiable truth is almost impossible. The algorithms aren't just reflecting reality anymore. They are actively shaping the battlefield.
The source makes it incredibly clear that the separation of genuine signals from psychological operations is the primary challenge of our era.
Yeah.
The strategy isn't to silence opposing views anymore, right? It's to flood the zone with so much competing information that the public simply gives up trying to discern the truth. And we want to be clear for you listening, we aren't taking sides on these claims. We're just decoding the narratives presented in this text.
Right. Our mission in this deep dive is to remain impartial and just look at the patterns. But speaking of patterns, if the global financial and political systems are operating on these hidden architectural layers, it isn't a huge leap to see how these alternative sources apply that exact same logic to human history.
Oh, the historical claims are fascinating.
It's like living in a house your whole life, thinking you know the floor plan, only to discover a massive, highly advanced subterranean basement you never knew existed.
That's a great way to put it.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The text makes these jaw-dropping claims about the Great Pyramid of Giza. It points out there are no mummies, no funerary hieroglyphs anywhere inside.
Which goes against everything we're taught in school.
Right. It claims the pyramid was actually a wireless power plant.
Yeah, so the structural argument presented in the source focuses on the specific materials used in the pyramid's construction.
I mean, I understand the idea of the outer Tura limestone acting as an electrical insulator, but the text claims the granite inside the king's chamber contains piezoelectric quartz.
Right.
And that this quartz generated massive electrical charges from the Earth's natural vibrations.
But how does a rock generate electricity just by vibrating?
Well, it comes down to the physics of piezoelectricity.
Mm-hmm.
Certain materials, like quartz crystals, have a very specific atomic structure.
Okay. When you apply mechanical stress to them, like squeezing, hitting, or continuously vibrating them, you actually force the positive and negative electrical charges within the crystal lattice to shift to opposite faces of the material.
Oh, wow. So it creates a charge.
Exactly. It creates a measurable voltage. Think of how a push-button lighter works on a barbecue grill. A small hammer hits a quartz crystal, generating a spark.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the text posits that the Great Pyramid was essentially a scaled-up version of this. It channeled acoustic vibrations from subterranean aquifers to compress the massive granite blocks, generating enormous piezoelectric fields.
And if free wireless energy existed in antiquity, acknowledging that fact today would instantly threaten modern energy monopolies.
Precisely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we see a consistent narrative of institutional gatekeeping. The underlying theme across the entire dossier is that a highly advanced past is actively suppressed to maintain a system of scarcity.
And that concept of slow, methodical suppression ties directly into the text's discussion of the Fabian Society in late 19th century Britain, doesn't it?
Yes, the focus on gradualism.
Right. They championed gradualism. Unlike revolutionary movements that want to burn the system down overnight, the Fabians believed in infiltrating the existing institutions.
The education system, the media, the government.
Exactly. To slowly engineer society over generations. Their early emblem was literally a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Which is incredibly telling. And that strategy of generational infiltration is how the text explains the erasure of entire civilizations from the historical record.
Like Tartaria.
Yes. The source claims that Russian President Vladimir Putin recently declassified archives revealing Tartaria, a massive, technologically advanced empire spanning from the Urals to Alaska.
That is just wild.
According to this narrative, Tartaria was deliberately scrubbed from Western history books to centralize global power and push the narrative of linear Darwinian progress.
So the argument is that history isn't a straight line from primitive to modern at all. It is a curated timeline designed to enforce our current reality.
That's the claim, yeah. The sources suggest that any anomaly threatening this curated timeline is either destroyed or hidden.
Right.
This even extends to the claims about the Smithsonian Institution systematically destroying thousands of 7 to 12 foot giant skeletons, the Nephilim, in the 19th century.
To protect the Darwinian timeline.
Exactly. Or the suppression of early 20th century research into radium's alternative energy potential to protect fossil fuel interests. The central thesis is just profound skepticism of established scientific and historical authorities.
Which brings us to the terrifying physical anomalies reported for 2026. The text argues this suppression isn't just a historical curiosity.
No, it's happening right now.
Right. It extends to our physical environment and our biology. And it is reaching a breaking point. We are looking at reports of a monster El Nino causing 110 to 117 degree mega heat domes across the U.S.
Super Typhoon Bavi obliterating the island of Rota.
And blood red skies with apocalyptic lightning over New York and D.C. on the 4th of July. So what does this all mean for you as the listener? Are we just experiencing bad weather? Or does the text suggest a deeper biological or cosmic upgrade is happening?
Well, the esoteric sources explicitly frame these environmental extremes as symptoms of a planet undergoing a massive frequency shift. They specifically point to a spike in the Earth's Schumann resonance.
Okay, I've heard that term thrown around a lot in these updates.
Uh-huh.
What exactly is the Schumann resonance being measured against?
So in physics, the Schumann resonance refers to the electromagnetic cavity that exists between the surface of the Earth and the inner edge of the ionosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Because thousands of lightning strikes happen around the globe every single second, they pump energy into this cavity, creating standing electromagnetic waves.
Right, so it's a measurable frequency.
Exactly. The baseline frequency has historically hovered around 7.83 hertz, which is often referred to as the Earth's heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
The alternative texts claim this baseline frequency is currently spiking dramatically, and that this electromagnetic surge is manifesting physically as extreme weather and heat domes.
And the text ties this planetary awakening directly to the Saturn-Moon matrix theory.
Yeah, this is where it gets very cosmic.
To say the least.
Right.
The claim is that the hexagon storm on Saturn's pole, combined with the moon, acts as an artificial frequency fence.
Right.
It essentially broadcasts a suppressing signal that locks human consciousness into a 3D loop of survival and limitation.
Yeah.
But if the Earth's baseline frequency is spiking, it is supposedly breaking through that artificial fence.
And this is where the biological and extraterrestrial claims intersect.
Yeah.
The dossier cites Mauro Biglino, an Italian biblical translator, who argues that the Hebrew word Elohim in ancient texts should not be translated as a singular god, but as plural advanced physical beings.
The Anunnaki Watchers.
Yes.
The text claims the Rh negative blood type is actually the genetic signature of these Watchers.
It also claims the Black Knight satellite, described as a 13,000-year-old observer in Earth's orbit, is currently transmitting activation codes.
Wait, activation codes for what?
Well, the argument is that humanity is in a battle for its own DNA. Mainstream biology labels roughly 97% of human DNA as junk, serving no obvious purpose.
Right, we've all heard that.
But the alternative text claims this is actually dormant, 12-strand, multidimensional hardware.
Just waiting to be turned on by this spike in the Schumann resonance.
Exactly. But the system is fighting back biologically. The text details biological warfare against human consciousness, claiming the pineal gland, the brain's third eye, is being intentionally calcified using fluoride and jammed by 5G networks to keep that dormant DNA offline.
There's even mention of a parasitic alien AI known as black goo.
Right, the black goo.
Which supposedly infects the global elite to suppress empathy and maintain their control over the system state. I mean, it's intense.
It really is. Even the astrological timelines align with this concept of a breaking point, though. The text features an interview with astrologer Pam Gregory, who focuses on the 2025 to 2027 window.
What's her take on all this?
She points to the Vera C. Rubin Observatory's active search for Planet Nine. In her view, the discovery of this new celestial body won't just be an astronomical event.
It's symbolic.
Right. It will symbolize a massive global shift from humanity relying on external centralized authorities to cultivating inner decentralized consciousness.
Well, we have covered an immense amount of ground today. We started with the Awakening the Sleeping Giant report, detailing military resilience and the reallocation of global capital.
Moved into the mechanics of the quantum financial system, overriding SWIFT.
Dug into piezoelectric wireless pyramids and the Fabian Society's gradualism, and ended with cosmic DNA upgrades triggered by the Schumann resonance.
It's a lot to process.
It is. But in an era of intense narrative warfare and algorithmic perception management, the core philosophy running through all these GIR updates is clear. Cultivate your inner authority, question assumptions, and remain grounded.
I couldn't agree more. Whether you process these incredibly diverse sources as literal truth, metaphorical warnings about institutional control, or just sophisticated psychological operations, they all point to the exact same underlying reality.
Which is?
We are analyzing a global civilization under immense compression. The old systems, financial, historical, and geopolitical, are fracturing. And that pressure is what forces continuous adaptation.
Right.
This raises an important question, though, something for you to ponder long after we finish this deep dive. We've talked extensively about hidden architectures of control today.
Yes, we have.
Well, there is a chilling mathematical anomaly buried in the geopolitical sources regarding the current escalations toward World War III.
Oh, wow. Let's hear it.
So if you look at the official start dates of the major global conflicts, a really strange pattern emerges. World War I officially started on July 28th, 1914.
Okay.
If you break that down and add the numbers 7 plus 28 plus 19 plus 14, it equals 68.
Okay, interesting.
World War II officially started on September 1st, 1939. Add those up, 9 plus 1 plus 19 plus 39, and it also equals 68.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And finally, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which many geopolitical analysts mark as the start of this current global conflict, began on February 24, 2022.
Let me guess. 2 plus 24 plus 20 plus 22.
Equals 68.
That is unsettling. So is history just a chaotic series of random geopolitical pressures and reactions, or are we living in a reality driven by a much deeper hidden mathematical code?
It's definitely something to think about.
We will leave you to ponder that. The world isn't throwing individual punches anymore. We are all adapting in real time to the hurricane. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Stay grounded, keep your eyes open, and keep questioning the narrative.